أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. We were discussing about Iman, that the believers are those people who believe in the unseen. First of all, Iman itself is that a person believes all that which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with from Allah Ta'ala, that a person fully believes in all of that, that is Iman. If he negates one thing also, then his whole Iman is negated and cancelled. So everything which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with, whether we understand it, we don't understand it, to believe in it, that is necessary. Secondly, Iman is not only to know, many people know, but to believe. It isn't just to recognize and say, I know, I understand, I recognize it is the truth, but to believe it voluntarily from one's heart, that we believe in everything what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with, and we accept it wholeheartedly. Whether then that is the penal code of Islam, of cutting hands, etc., all of that we believe that that is 100% true, it is from Allah and we believe it. The laws of inheritance, we believe in them fully, that as they have come. Then further, this Iman, we believe in it not because we understand that it is correct, our logic, or the scientific proof for it, but the basis is that it is from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah sent it, and on that basis we believe in it. Not just that according to my thinking, yes, this makes sense to me, and we believe in that. Believing on what we understand and our logic, that is Iman on our logic. It is an Iman on what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. So we have to bring Iman fully on that which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has brought. Then further than that, that everything which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought, we believe in it as it is. For example, namaz, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam prescribed namaz for us, in that manner, standing, making ruku, sajda, as we know namaz, that we accept it like that. If somebody says it is connection with Allah, so I will just sit for a little while, meditate and turn to Allah, and that is my namaz. And there are people like that. Then that person also is not a Muslim. We have to believe in it as Allah Ta'ala has prescribed. Exactly the same with zakat also. That what Allah has, what Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prescribed for us, that so much 2.5% of your wealth, etc., that is what is zakat. Now if somebody says that zakat is to purify your wealth, so you have to see to the poor, and that makes sense to me. So I just take out any amount at random and I just give it to the poor, so my zakat I have done. Then that is not correct. That person won't be in the fold of Islam. That I just give my zakat as I feel like. We have to give it as it is prescribed, and in that manner we have to give it, and we follow that way. Or like with Qurbani, like previously, even in Mina, the animals that used to be slaughtered, almost a very large amount were just buried. It later they started with a canning process and distributing it. So if somebody says that na'uzubillah, this is a waste of money, and what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought, and he says that it's a waste of money and waste of all these animals, and rather feed the poor, so I will just give cash to the poor. I don't know what they need, whether they need meat or not. Perhaps I will give them meat and they hardly got a stove to cook it on. So what's the use? If somebody says like that, then that also will not be accepted. It has to be a whole of deen, every aspect. As Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, in that form we believe in it. Then finally, another aspect which the ulama discuss with regard to Iman, that a person must believe in it in his heart. His heart must be convinced, and he accepts it. I believe in this as it is. And then he must attest to it with his tongue. That is, he must read the kalima also. and make it known that he is a Muslim also, and then act accordingly also, namazes, everything, that is perfect and complete iman. If a person has just got iman in his heart, but he does not attest it, he doesn't tell the people, I'm a Muslim. Like somebody has accepted Islam, but he doesn't tell anyone he's a Muslim. Then if there is no reason for him to conceal his Islam, then that Islam will not be accepted from him also. And in this world, he won't be regarded and treated as a Muslim. If he has to die in that condition, and nobody knew he was a Muslim, he won't be buried in a Muslim Qabristan also. And on the other hand, if a person does believe, but for example he's dumb, he can't speak, so he's excused, he can't manage to speak, he can't read the kalima, and he can't make it known from his tongue that I'm a Muslim. Or a person, like many places, especially the partition of India and Pakistan in 1947, then many, many Muslim people, women especially, were taken by the Sikhs and they were kept in their houses. If they did, they said they believe in Allah, they would kill them. At that time, it is permissible that you don't now speak of it with your tongue. But the preferred thing is that still you give your life in return, rather. Because if you live with them, especially the woman, over the years, your iman, and there's nothing of Islam you can do. You can't read namaz, they won't allow it, they won't allow anything. That iman is going to get weaker and weaker. And in any case, the children that will be born, they will be out of Islam in most cases, very seldom, and it will be very hard. And so the progeny of a person will then be going to Jahannam. So if a person remains firm on his iman and he gives his life that I believe in this, and even if you want to kill me, you can kill me, but this is my belief. That is the highest form of iman. So iman is a thing which we all have to worry about very much. Nobody is free from it, and our iman is the first and most important thing, that we must live with iman, and we have to die with iman, and we have to give that the preference in our life. May Allah make it easy for us, understand this important aspect, and that we make dua to Allah that He blesses us with this correct and true iman, the whole ummah, and He keeps us with that, and when He takes us, He takes us with that iman, which is acceptable in His court. May Allah give us all tawfiq.